Nicole in Canimbla, what about you? What happened, Nicole?
When I was little, I used to go fishing a lot with my grandfather.
Yeah.
And he had a little titty. And the shelf where you put all the life jackets, I crawled up underneath there and went to sleep.
Yep.
And he cased the inlet for me for half an hour.
Oh!
Couldn't find you.
No, they thought I fell overboard.
Oh! So
that was when the croc started to come into the inlet.
Oh,
the panic.
And, yeah.
Your poor granddad. He would have been beside
Oh, and my grandmother.
Himself.
She was there too.
Right, both of them. So you haven't told anyone. You've hidden yourself behind the life jackets.
Yeah, but I had a life jacket on.
Yeah.
And but I crawled up in there because it was comfy and I was tired, so I went to sleep.
Could you imagine that feeling?
But then also
that feeling of, oh, there you are. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're safe and you're okay.
Was there any anger directed your way, or was it just relief?
A little bit of anger.
Yeah.
But then my grandfather just went, oh, at least you're safe. And I said, yeah. So, but I think I gave him some grey hairs that day.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, as a parent, losing your kid on land is so terrifying. Over water, even more so.
Maddie in Trinity, now your hubby is kind of a bit of a fan of just passing out anywhere.
Yeah, he's notorious for it. Hey, I hate when he goes out without me or with someone that doesn't know that he's a sleeper.
Right.
That he's a sleeper.
Does he get left behind?
No, he got kicked out of the pier bar.
What happened?
Well, I don't really know what happened at the pier bar, but he got kicked out and he decided to walk over to the bus stop to wait for me, and he'd given me a call that I had been asleep. And so when I woke up at like 2 a.m. in the morning or whatever, I checked that I had a missed call. I tried to call him multiple times, couldn't get from him, and I was like, oh, he's fallen asleep somewhere. And so I had to get in the car and try and find him, and I found him at the bus stop outside the pier bar, and there was a homeless lady patting his bum.
like a baby?
Yeah.
Helping him sleep.
And I'd looked for, I reckon I'd searched in the car for about an hour for him, even 2 hours, just panicking. I'm like about to call the police station, and then I was like, oh, I better just check down here. And yeah.
He was in safe hands.
I just love that she's patting his bum like a baby. Just
Yeah, she was just patting his leg like, it's all right, mate, you go to sleep.
She might have been singing to him before you got there too, some sort of lullaby as well.
Possibly, maybe she sang him a lullaby.
Andy in Trinity, your mate falls asleep in odd places. Where is it?
Yeah, guys, morning Dave, morning Inky.
Hey,
yeah,
Andy.
My best mate growing up, we'd go out to Parramatta Leagues Club in Sydney, Kicks Nightclub. We'd be out on the dance floor cutting some shapes, you know, bumping some moves. He'd have a schooner in one hand and he'd be standing there without spilling a drop of alcohol, just standing in the middle of the dance floor. The bouncers would come and grab him and, you know, throw him into the elevator, give him the treatment to kick him out. And, he'd go, what have I done? What have I done? And it's like, dude, you're asleep again.
Again?
In the middle of the dance floor, holding your schooner.
And he would not spill a single drop.
That's a skill. That is talent. Good on to you, mate.
Yeah.
And good on to you, Eddie. Thanks, mate.